All right, it's time to bring in Pat Pagano back from his wonderful, wonderful weekend at the shoreline. Good morning, Pat.
What was so wonderful about it? It was so hot.
Well, now I want you to know, we got there's something wrong with the transmitter, the FM transmitter this morning. It's whooshing in and out. Got a feel that something was struck by lightning out there, but our engineer will be out there later on. I just spoke with Mike Causey, and of course, Red Bank, New Jersey, is where that's by Oceanport. He said there's trees down all over the place. He said it looks like a hurricane or tornado went through that area. But we got a ton of rain yesterday and even this morning so far.
Right. And there was a lot of severe weather all across New Jersey. We have severe weather actually all over the place. Rockland, Westchester, Connecticut, trees down, flash flooding. There were places in the area, especially in the Catskills, that recorded 4 inches of rain yesterday.
I don't think we got four, but I wouldn't be surprised if we got close to two and a half, maybe, you know, maybe between 2 and 3 inches of rain.
Well, yeah, the average was 1 to 3.
Yeah.
So that was, and I was driving in it. I was going over the Tappan Zee Bridge.
Oh, that's fine.
last evening when the storms hit. Yeah, so you couldn't see a thing, not a thing.
But thank God it was the new Tappan Zee Bridge.
You know, I guess so.
The old one, oh, come on. The old one was far. I mean, it was so narrow and creaky. The old one would have been a lot more scary going over with that rain.
Yeah, I guess you're right. But anyhow, the trip to the Cape on Friday was not pleasant. It took over 6 hours. And this is to Chatham, which is not all the way up to the end of the Cape. And coming home took 7 hours. It's not my cup of tea. But anyhow, at the Cape, for those of you who think, oh, boy, you know, during the heat wave, that's where I should have been. Well, I was driving around Sunday early afternoon, and the car thermometer was 97.
Yeah.
So there was just no relief there as well. What did I do that was different?
You worked.
Saturday, well, I did bring my computer and I finished the fall forecast. Now, all the maps are done. Now it's a matter of taking the maps and transcribing it into words for everybody. But that's done, which is great. You know, it's nice and early.
Yeah.
And I have it done through December 31st. And all I could tell you from what I remember anyhow, the fall looked very wet, very wet, unusually wet. But aside, before we get off that, so Saturday I said to Joanne, that's where I was staying at her house. I said, do they still do the yoga at the beach? I saw it advertised last year. She says, yes, they do. And her husband right away looked it up. He said, yes, it's tomorrow morning at 7:30. I said, 7:30? He goes, 7:30 to 8:45. He said, and it's $10 a person. I said, well, that really is cheap. So I said, Joanne, why don't you come with me? I think it would be great for you. And she said, do you think I'll be able to do it? I said, it's got to be on a beginner's level. You should be able to do it. So she's all right, fine. She said, if I'm not up by 7, wake me. We got up at 7. We're out there at 7:30. Now, here is a meteorologist, folks. Here I am, a meteorologist. You would think that I would know. You would think that I would know that 7:30 on the beach with a clear sky and this kind of heat wave is not going to be pleasant. But did I give it a thought? No. I brought a towel, like they said. I brought my water, put the towel down. We are facing away from the sun. The sun's in back of us.
Yeah.
And the ocean is in back of us because that's to the east.
Yeah.
And 60 people showed up. The instructor was marvelous. Halfway through, I thought that I was going to just keel over. I could not believe how hot it was and trying to keep the yoga poses. I just said, God help me, because I have to make it through this class. I don't want to look like a jerk, you know, and get up and have to leave. So I did make it through the class, and I did enjoy it, except for the heat. It was intolerable.
How'd your friend do?
She did remarkably well. She loved it. She said she's going to go back. I said, there's no reason for you not to take advantage of this, Joanne. I said, you don't belong to a gym. I said, and $10 for an hour and 15-minute yoga class is very cheap. And she said she felt so much better after doing that. She said she felt very relaxed. I said, well, that's what you have to do. So, you know, good luck. So that was it. That was all I did. I came back. When I got back last night, I had to work, prepare everything for this morning. And I can tell you that I was finished at 9 p.m. So I slept from 9 p.m. to 2:45. And I will tell you that we'll have rain all day today in the 60s. It will end tonight. And we will drop into the upper 50s. And for tomorrow, it'll be a partly sunny and beautiful day with a high near 80 degrees. Thursday and Friday, mainly sunny, low 80s. A little bit more humid by Friday. And the weekend, partly sunny, seasonably warm, a little more humid, 85 on Saturday, 85 to 90 on Sunday. Nothing like we just experienced.
All right. Now, so originally people thought the rain was going to end earlier today. So you think it's going to rain off and on all day?
Still a lot of people thinking it's going to end early. I think there'll be, even if it's negligible, I still think there'll be some light rain or drizzle that we'll have to contend with through the afternoon.
I'm debating on canceling going down to New York.
Oh, well, New York is in a flood watch until 12 noon.
That's what I saw. I always go down by the sawmill, and it doesn't matter. Coming back on 684 with a lot of rain, it's just probably going to be El Canceloni there.
I think it's best that you cancel. That would be my suggestion. Only from... did we get on the hutch yesterday? I think we got on 287. Well, you know, 287 to the Tappan Bridge, and it was horrible. It was horrible. Even in just the light rain, it was horrible. And then just before getting on the bridge, and the bridge was moving at a snail's pace. It was blinding rain, and bolts of lightning, like you said. There were bolts of lightning that looked like it was just outside the car. Yeah, it was really incredible. And there's my little Shirley in the back. She was not only shaken because she hates the car, she was shaken because of the thunderstorm. So she had a lot of trauma and drama going back home yesterday.
Yeah, Emma, my cat Emma.
Yes.
Does not like thunder. The minute it thunders, goes and hides and won't come out until the thunder is gone. Came out last night about 7:30, 8 o'clock, and I fed her then when she came up. But she does not like, minute the first crack of thunder, boom, she's gone.
That's it, huh?
She does not like thunder. So anyway.
But meanwhile, your dogs, they don't care.
My dogs don't care. I used to have a black lab, Lucky knew. At least a half hour to 45 minutes.
Before. 5 minutes before it was coming.
She would go. She'd go crazy. You couldn't console her. You couldn't. A half hour, 45 minutes before you had a thunderstorm, she knew. She knew. There was nothing you could do. But it wasn't like she was afraid of water because she loved to get sprayed by the hose and stuff like that, but she just knew when it was going to thunder. They're amazing animals. They really are.
It really is.
So, but the bear came by last night in the heavy rain.
Really?
I could imagine what that smelled like, a bear being soaking wet.
And I guess he was looking for food.
Or just traversing, you know, moving around.
I remember, what was it? It was Saturday afternoon. I said, I'm taking Shirley out for a little walk. And Joanne lives like almost like on a cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
So I'm walking Shirley, which is like just a matter of feet to the corner where the traffic is. And we get to the corner, and I see her tail go up. And she looks across the street, and not one, but two coyotes at 2:30 in the afternoon. I picked her up so fast, and ran into the house. And I was telling Joanna Vinnie, she said, we never see coyotes during the daytime. I said, I don't think you should be seeing them during the daytime. I said, but there wasn't one, there were two, and there was right across the street from you. I said, and there was the size of German shepherds.
Yeah, they're smart, too. They're smart.
What are they doing now in the daytime?
Looking for food. Looking for, well, they almost had an appetizer.
Gotcha. Yeah, I was smart to do what I did, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Because most domesticated animals will go up to coyotes thinking that they're dogs.
Right.
And then they get attacked. So smart move.
Yeah.
All right, Pat. Well, it's good to have you back.
Thank you very much.
And the steady rain should end when? Do you think the steadier rain?
The steadiest rain? I think the steadiest rain will end by lunchtime. And after that, it's just going to be very, very spotty, like light rain or drizzle.
All right. Well, that is the weather news for the day. Did you hear from the Yankees? Did they like what you did for them?
They did like what I did for them. I'm assuming I'll hear this week. I wasn't here yesterday, and there were no messages. So I'm assuming I'll hear this week.
All right. Well, you'll have to get a Yankee hat to go with your Met hat.
Yeah, for now, anyhow.
Anyway. All right, Pat. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Take care, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.